It's a busy, but it's a good busy time of the season for the Trenton Bulldog Boys Wrestling Program. And if last night was any indication, they're starting to round into form. There's only one way last night could have been better, Coach Bacon, and that's if you would have got a really hard, close competitive duel in the heavyweight division. 1-0, that went to Chillicothe. Other than that, it was a great night, as you said, for the Trenton Bulldogs. You really dominated with matches that went to the mat.
Oh, it was an outstanding night. We had a good crowd there to watch, and the boys just really went out and just took care of business, you know. And that's something we preach, especially on senior night. You know, those underclassmen, they are fighting for those seniors on the team that have dedicated so much time and effort into the program. So it was just what a way to finish and to beat Chillicothe at that. That's even a bigger accomplishment.
Yeah, I'm sure that, as I mentioned, that heavyweight matchup that went to Bo Smith at Chillicothe 1-0 over Gavin Cagle, I imagine that just came down to an escape. That's a hard way to lose a match. I'm sure the points were tough to come by in that matchup.
They were. You know, the heavyweight is a little bit different. You know, when you watch, it doesn't seem like a lot's going on, but actually, both guys are fighting pretty hard on their feet for inside position. And Bo Smith, he's a great wrestler. He's a state medalist. And for Gavin Cagle to go out and compete like he did, I was really proud of him.
How good was the atmosphere in your gym last night, Coach? How fun was it to coach and for the guys to wrestle in that atmosphere?
Well, it was a lot of fun because, you know, we started with senior night and introduced the three seniors on our team, and it seemed like it just got better and better as the night went on. There were some matches that we knew we had to win that could have went either way. And I look at, you know, specifically, I'm looking at Braden Wiggins at 165. That was a match we'd never wrestled that kid, and I just didn't know how that one was going to turn out. And Wiggs got the 4-3 decision, and that was a huge turning point for us. And we also bumped Logan Wilson up to 190, and he got a 13-4 major decision for us. So those were two matches that I was on the fence about. I didn't know, but our guys just came out and took care of it.
That's such, you know, it's the biggest match you've had. It's certainly, you know, as I said on sports this morning, everybody in town knows this. When it's Trenton and Chillicothe, there's a little bit more zing. There's a little, you know, a little bit more fired up as far as the student athletes are involved. For you guys to perform the way you did in that sort of atmosphere, that can only mean good things if you perform like that for the GRC tournament and then districts.
Yeah, this is what you want to see this time of the year. And we, you know, looking from a coaching perspective, we've still got things that we need to clean up and do better before we get to that district tournament. But at least we're definitely heading in the right direction. The kids seem to be excited. And if they keep that intensity and excitement throughout this postseason, we ought to be in good shape.
Last week we talked about the fact that we kind of know who the bell cows are on your team, the Sam Gibsons, the Mason Ranjis, the Hunter McAtees. You know, they have high goals. And we kind of talked about that in order to get to state and really make some noise at state, you're going to need to get 6-7. You'd like to get all 8 of your kids to state. That would be ideal. I think some of the kids, when we talk about kids that are starting to peak, and they're going to have the ability to get through districts. You mentioned Logan Wilson, his great win last night. Yeah, and you also look at Braden Wiggins. Those are two guys, when we had that discussion last week, those are two guys that are right in that discussion that are, they're really starting to peak at the right time of year.
Yeah, they are. And, I've always told them we've got to take it a match at a time and just focus on each match is practice, and we've got to get better, and we've got to not be scared to do the things that we do in the practice room in order to peak. If we go out and we're defensive and we don't try anything, then we don't learn anything. And I think those two, they came a long ways in this season. Both of them are fairly new to wrestling. And if we could squeak through the district tournament and get them through their brackets, that would just be even better.
How confident are you, Coach, that all the kids on your team, if they wrestle to the best of their ability at districts, how confident are you that they can get into the top four?
Well, we've got definitely, I would say the majority, I feel like we could. Our district, it is the toughest district in the state. If you know, at the end of the year, after the state tournament, and you look at the place winners, the majority of them are from our district. So that's a bad thing for the district tournament and to qualify for state. But then, you know, if you get those kids through, then it makes the state tournament that much better for them, mm-hmm. because they'll be paired up with somebody from those other districts, their first match.
How much, as I was reading the story that Dave put together, there was a little feeling out process, obviously, in some of the smaller weights. There were some open weights. So you get down 6-4 after Cooper's victory, and then you got pin from Ranji, pin from Hughes, pin from McAtee, pin from Chambers. How much did momentum start to build in a really positive way during that stretch, Coach?
Well, you said it. You know, Cooper got us started off on the right foot. He got a major decision in the last, it was probably the last 20 seconds. We had him let the kid up and get another takedown so we could get that major decision. And then, like you said, the ball started rolling. And Ranji and Hughes and McAtee and Chambers, all of those guys, I mean, that's huge for momentum. So it was really nice to see, especially in the middle of your lineup like that.
If I remember right, and I don't have the story in front of me, I think you got fifth place on Saturday at Brookfield, and you said it on our airwaves that you feel like that is, if not the toughest, it's one of the toughest tournaments that you're in. Were you pretty happy with the way that the guys performed at Brookfield Saturday?
The tournament, it was loaded, and there were some, like Mason Ranji's bracket, his pool, I should say. Being a pool tournament instead of a bracket, you have to wrestle every single one of those kids, and it turns out in Mason's, every single one of them were state medalists, and I think Mason, as he gains confidence and realizes that he's right in that pack, I think that's huge for his confidence. Overall, when you wrestle good competition, the best thing you can take away is what you need to work on as a team. And so that's kind of what I got out of the tournament, what we need to go back in the practice room and really focus on for this postseason.
The Grand River Conference tournament, it is at South Harrison, so that is on Saturday up in Bethany. It'll just be a great event. I always like seeing all the different schools and the color schemes and all that from the Grand River Conference joining in one spot. Yeah, what your team did last year, Coach, and I think it goes into this year, even with a little bit lesser numbers for Trenton, is you've established yourself that when the Trenton Bulldogs show up at the GRC tournament, you're the team to beat.
Yep, I think you're exactly right. We've got 9 kids that are chomping at the bit, and really we're a better tournament team than we are a dual team. So I think we're the team to beat, and I've shared that message with the kids, and we're coming into that with the kind of a chip on our shoulder. You know, everyone's going to be out to get us, and that's okay. We're going to go and do what we're going to do.
Yeah, sometimes the favorites role is, I know a lot of people say, I like being the underdog. Sometimes I kind of like the favorites role too. As I look at the schedule here, Coach, you have more than 2 weeks between your last match of the regular season against Higginsville next Thursday and districts. I know other schools are going to have the same issue, but is that distance between one and the other, is that a concern for you to stay sharp?
Yeah, it is. It's actually a huge concern. And one thing that we'll do throughout those 2.5 weeks is, we'll switch up practices. We're not going to come in and do the same drills that we do every single day, and just keep the kids interested and excited about the postseason, because like you said, that is a lot of practice and not a lot of competition within those 2.5 weeks. So we've got to use that time to really just focus on peaking at that district tournament.
Just off the top of your head, Coach, who do you feel like is going to be your toughest competition team-wise in order to win a GRC title Saturday?
Well, I know, it's it's kind of interesting this year. You know, you've got South Harrison that has a full team, and we've seen them a couple times in duels, and they really don't have too many opens, so they're bound to get quite a few points from that.
And they'll have the confidence they'll have the confidence of being on their home duel too.
Exactly. Yeah, and then you've got the Gallatins who have four or five kids, but all five kids are very good. And same way with Maysville. So it's going to boil down to who can put the most points on the board at the end of the day. But those are, I would say, the top three contenders.
Well, it'd be fun. Absolutely. It's good. Yeah, it was a busy night across the Trenton landscape last night, and I think it's going to be the same on Saturday. You're going to have basketball, more than likely, GRC Wrestling Tournament, North Central Missouri College in action Saturday. So it's that time of year. Coach, best of luck up at Bethany on Saturday. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks a lot, Tom.